Magandang gabi, Yong Lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On this evening's show, we will have a plethora of music along with news from the Philippines, along with some community announcements as well. For those of you that might not know, on June the 12th, the Philippines will be celebrating Philippine Independence Day. And here in Minnesota, this past weekend on Saturday, the local Filipino community organizations had their annual celebration at the Central Park in Roseville, where you had guest speakers, artists performing in Tagalog, as well as many, many Filipino dishes as well that were being served during the festivities. And also on that same day, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans hosted their 20th annual children's camp at the Camp Sacagawea in Apple Valley, Minnesota. So it was a very big day in regards to Filipino culture here in Minnesota. But in regards to our community announcements for the foreseeable future, running from June 12th through the 29th, Theater Mu will be having their production of Diana's Son's play, Stop Kiss, which will be taking place at the Gremlin Theater in St. Paul. I believe there are two preview shows on the 12th and the 13th. And if you're able to listen to the Filipino American National News last week, we had two important members of Stop Kiss, and we had actresses MJoy Gavino, along with local actress Michelle De Hoya, who actually is the understudy for her in this play of Stop Kiss that is taking place at the Gremlin Theater. If you weren't able to catch our interview live last week, feel free to go over to KFAI.org and searching the Filipino American National News and searching last week's program, and you will hear that interview for the following one additional week. Shows are archived up to 2 weeks on the website, as well as you can also go to Google Play and Apple Store by searching the KFAI app and learning more in regards to that play that we had actresses MJoy Gavino and Michelle De Hoya here on the Filipino American National News last week. On June the 21st, the third annual Minnesota Lumpia Fest will be taking place at the Mississippi Crossings Event Center in Chaplin Park from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. If you're not familiar with this venue, there is an amphitheater outside where you'll see a lot of the festivities taking place. You will see performances there from Filipino artists and non-Filipino artists. You will probably see the third annual Lumpia Eating Contest, who last year I was one of the contestants in said event. Didn't go quite as well as I thought it would go. I did eat a little bit before I partook in the event, and maybe that affected a little bit. But a funny thing is, the person that did win last year's Lumpia Eating Contest, he was actually a person who was employed by Kumain, who is one of the other primary sponsors of the event. And if you also go to that event, there will be some food trucks out there. There are food stalls. And then there is also a playground where a lot of the young children play in as well. And then if you go a little bit further to the left of the amphitheater and the playground, there is an event center building where you can find some other Filipino businesses that will be in there, and maybe one of the local Filipino bakers and maybe handbake sellers from the knowledge of some of the people I know that might be at that particular event. In regards to our next community announcement, I ran into a person who I always seem to run into at the Philippine Independence Day picnic. I ran into a friend I knew from the Philippine Student Association at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities, May Looso, and she is part of a group known as Funny Asian Women Collective, and they will be performing on Thursday, July the 3rd from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Walker Art Museum in Minneapolis. In regards to other community announcements, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans will be having their 37th annual Philippine Day celebration on July the 19th from 3 to 8 p.m. at the Ojibwe Park in Woodbury, Minnesota. Here you will also find the largest one-day gathering of Filipino Americans or the Filipino community here in Minnesota. You'll find many food vendors as well, clothing vendors, performances taking place at this event, an event that I believe originally started by Gina Schrader, an event that took place at the Landmark Center in St. Paul, and then it moved into an even bigger venue at Aldridge Arena in Maplewood, Minnesota. And then there was a brief hiatus due to the pandemic with COVID-19. And moving post-COVID-19, this is when the event moved from an event that normally happened in late April, maybe potentially early May, in and around Palm Sunday, that it became not just an indoor event, but an outdoor event. And that's when this event made its move to the Ojibwe Park in Woodbury, Minnesota. And as of last year, it was the first time that this event, that generally is a Sunday day event, became a Saturday event. And the range of the time range of this event went to 4 to 8, or as it says here, 3 to 8. And our last community announcements in regards to the largest two-day Filipino-American attended event here in the Twin Cities, and that is none other than the 19th annual Phil Minnesotan Association Basketball Invitational, which will once again take place at the Legacy Hoops Academy in Woodbury, Minnesota. There are three divisions of competition in this tournament. There is the 6 feet and under, the open division, and the 40 plus division. And we should have more information in regards to some of these events in the next couple weeks here on the Filipino American National News. And as we stated on June the 12th, it is Philippine Independence Day. So let's play a song that will potentially make those who are Filipino proud out there in the listening audience. It's a song from the group Orange and Lemons, and the name of this song is Pinoy Ako, otherwise translated to I Am Filipino.
Kita sa mundo. basta magpakatotoo.
Once again, that was Orange and Lemons with their song Pinoy Ako. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM on your FM dial in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Also going to be heard online at KFAI.org and by searching the Filipino American National News. And as we also stated earlier on in the show, you can find the Filipino American National News by going to the Google Play or Apple Store and searching the KFAI app. In regards to some late Balita news here on the Filipino American National News, we want to congratulate Watson Fong on the brand new location of his grocery store, Asian Mart, which for those who are not familiar with it, was in Burnsville, Minnesota. They opened a new location in South St. Paul, Minnesota, I believe. This may be their opening weekend. For those of you that might be wondering, no, there is not a Jollibee's connected to that establishment. And also to just further clarify in regards to how Jollibee feels about their products, Jollibee has also stated in the past that when you are officially buying their products, you're actually officially buying it from their stores. They do not sell their products third party. So if you're really, truly looking to support Jollibee as a business per se, you know, unfortunately, we don't have one here in Minnesota. So if you are in those other locales where there are 81 locations of Jollibee across the United States, I guess the closest ones are in Chicago and in Winnipeg, go get yourself some fresh out of the fryer Jollibee by going to those establishments. But in regards to news from the news desk, and this comes from our friends in Iowa concerning their own Filipino store. U.S. students may be counting the days until summer break, but Lodi Stewart, nieces and nephews in the Philippines are prepping for their school start in June. That's why one of her Balik buying boxes had art supplies, including 6 bottles of acrylic paint, sets, brushes, canvases, and crayons. The other 3 boxes are dropped off April 5th at the Filipino store in Des Moines. Had their damit or clothes in Tagalog, shoes, and some canned goods. Maraming Vienna sausage, said Stewart, referring to the many cans of meat she included in the box. Stewart drove an hour from Marshalltown home to the store on the city's south side. She's one of many Filipino Iwians who rely on the Filipino store to deliver bulk buying boxes. Heartfelt care packages Filipinos living in the U.S. or abroad send to friends and family back home. The term itself, balik bayan, suggests as much. In Tagalog, the word balik means return. Bayan means country. The trend began in the 1970s under former President Ferdinand Marcos, who encouraged Filipinos living abroad to return home for Christmas. Marcos later issued a tax exemption on boxes. Boxes piled by the store entrance April 5th was secured with layers of duct tape. Some boosted names and addresses in black Sharpie markers, while others were neatly printed. The store at 1300 Cummins Road in Des Moines is a vital drop-off site for Filipinos in Iowa and across the Midwest, said Kimberly Grimm, whose parents managed the shop. While Des Moines has many Asian grocery stores, the Filipino store is the only in the city and the state selling specific food, snacks, and other items found in Filipino cuisine. Grimm's mother, a Filipina immigrant from Bohol, launched the first iteration of the store over 20 years ago to offer others a sense of belonging. Customers near as far as North Dakota and South Dakota have shopped there. Grimm said the store has partnered with international delivery services and the Filipinos can continue to grow their traditions of giving. Some churches also have used their services to send donations to the Philippines. The Filipino store sends about 30 boxes a month, except in October, when the number soars while families send Christmas gifts. Last October, Grimm said the store shipped 135 boxes. And for right now, we're going to play a second song of the evening. It's from a group that performed here in Minnesota about, I guess, probably say 26 years ago or so. It's a group named Pinay that they would have performed, or they would have had a meet and greet at the Philippine and say picnic, but one of their members, Irma, was actually graduating from law school and they were unable to make that event. But they did perform at an event, I believe the Women's of Color event at the Minneapolis Convention Center. And they are one of the feature acts. And this is their song. It's their take on a Jennifer Love Hewitt song, Cool With You. And this is from their second album, What Now?
Picture of you, my best friend. It took me way, way back to those good old days when we were laughing and shared everything. I want those sweet times back again. Oh, baby.
Baby, it's a sunny day,
oh,
but you're not around.
You're not around.
Now. just wanna be cool with you again.
When I fall asleep at night, I often see you in my dreams, holding me. It's like a nightmare when I wake up and you're not there next to me.
Again, that was Panay with Cool With You. We are coming quite close to the end of the Filipino-American national news here for this week on KFAI. So right now we're going to play our third song of the evening. It is from the artist Easy Mill, and this is song Panalo, the Pacquiao version. Speaking of Manny Pacquiao, I believe he was recently inducted into one of the International Boxing Hall of Fames this past weekend here in the United States. And once again, this is Easy Mill's song Panalo, the Pacquiao version.
Kung tutuusin, wala naman talaga nananalo eh. Pero basta pag Pinoy, bahala na lang kayo kung paano nyo kami matatalo.
Yeah, some people have doubted him. This guy's won. He's now beaten the top 10 in the world. I think this fella's power just seems to travel up with him right through the way. He almost defies logic.
Remember when I was a kid and there was a duality, comparing myself to a hero that already made it, like that's my reality. Forget all the sanity, I'ma just do it myself just to double the salary, and y'all would just laugh at me when I am the one that can thank my mama happily, bro. Keep on the giggles cause I make y'all proud of me, bro. Name another Easy Mill or Manny, initials alone they can pack all the shows, cause I'm sick of freaking sitting bickering about all the money and tattered the clothes. So I spit it to existence with these witty fists and my flag to the globe. Y'all jabbing at me, I'ma clap back with a hook. But if both ain't knocking you out, he's an uppercut, then I'll book. Unorthodox, but no rookie. Southpaw to a bully. Not a single soul knows, so I'ma be living it fully. These bars never done. Three stars in the sun. Ay, blue, red, draped down on a flag. No, we never fear none. Most of us didn't grow up with a trust fund. Know that I'm willing to kill for a loved one. I'm on a move from nothing to someone. Reminding my people to shout.
Sa puso, mapatanggalong Bisaya o Ilocano. Walang tatalo sa pagsik ng ating tubo. Isigaw ng malakas ang ating panalo. Huwag nang pag-usapan ng mga negatibong pangyayari sa mga panika na sa mundo. Kinabukasan na natin to.
Kung inakala mo isang lingwahe lang kaya gamitin ni Easy Mill, laka mapapala kung ganyan ka
ka mag-isip kay batalak sisingil utang na galing sa loob na lumutang hinain sa turon na may pusang sinain sa aray
Ilocano,
okay uray mo nga ipagakin niya yuti o kinayo dituyak laong nagururay no sinuti ang tayo kaslari chapit danggam ang amin kinyaming apayo nga tahil kaya itong napatay ang gakanato'y bayong di ko bisaya pero sulayan ako ilang sa taka og tawato na nimo kay imong baba nga sama sa iro murag kumo ni Pacquiao kung kao maigo makaulit kag wala na kay tungog na murag kag bungog mano pa ko na ako ang pag-ungan nawang sa karon and I swear that nobody will ever look at me the same way again I'll make it to the top while I'll be showing their sins and then I don't know ako na mula pa nung pinugutan sila po sa maktan at lahat na nasaktan na nalaman nila na pinatayang kanina bayani sa karagatan ng bansa na pag-aari ng Pilipino. Despite any turmoil, I'll be proud of my soil. Bakit? Kasi
tayo'y Pilipino. Kahit anong kulay ng balat, isa sa puso. Mapatagal ang Bisaya o Ilocano. Walang tatalo sa pagsik ng ating tungo. Isigaw ng malakas ang ating panalo. Huwag nang pag-usapan ng mga negatibo. Pangyayari sa mamparingkana sa mundo. Kinabukasan na natin to.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of radio theater, comedy, and the audio arts, with your host, Jerry Stearns. Hello, I'm Jerry Stearns, and you've reached Sound Effects, a radio playground. We've got a packed show for you tonight. A little later on, we'll hear...